You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope John XXIII's teachings on peace and human rights continue to influence the Christian world far beyond the confines of the Catholic Church. That was the message brought by the Secretary General of the World Council of Churches, Reverend Dr. Olaf Fixit-Veit, to a meeting here in Rome marking the 50th anniversary of the landmark encyclical Pacem in Terris. The WCC leader told participants at the three-day conference that people of all different confessions, disciplines and political persuasions are increasingly called to walk the pathway of justice and peace together. Ahead of the World Council of Churches' forthcoming 10th Assembly, which opens in Busan, South Korea at the end of October, he said the journey of just peace focuses on four points: peace in the community, peace with the earth, peace in the marketplace and peace among peoples. I caught up with Dr. Fixit-Veit to discover how Pacem in Terris continues to influence the ecumenical movement today. Dr. Fixit-Veit, you've been talking about the relevance of Pacem in Terris for the vision that the World Council of Churches continues to promote today.
Yeah, when we now read again this magnificent document, we see how much it was reading the signs of the time and also see that it is reading our signs of our time. But with now the voice of the new Pope, Pope Francis, we see that this document has had such a history, but also such an impact in the life of the Catholic Church, but also in the whole ecumenical movement. And it has a depth and a clarity that really makes it very valuable for us today.
You're talking about ways of stepping up that cooperation on these crucial justice and peace issues, aren't you? Can you illustrate perhaps a few very practical ways in which you'd like to see this happening?
We saw it happen now 2 weeks ago when we addressed in different ways together the need for a non-violent and political approach to the issues of Syria. How can we follow the voice of the Pope to pray for Syria, but also how can we together work with the churches in Syria and churches in the United States, in other places where these political processes are going on? The inspiration of doing this together was quite significant. Another issue which we can address, of course, is the environmental issues. We see in new ways how the climate changes, but also the local challenges our churches are working with. I mean, whether you are Catholic or Protestant or Orthodox, the challenge is the same. Thirdly, we see again the focus on human rights, which was so significant also 50 years ago, come back and is a really genuine common calling for all of us to raise the perspectives on human rights, both of religious freedom, but also of the freedom of all to find their way to live together in peace.
You're looking ahead to the 10th Assembly of the World Council of Churches in Korea. You're focusing, aren't you, exactly on these themes of justice and peace?
Yeah, so this couldn't be a better preparation for me 1 month before the Assembly, reflecting again on how these issues of justice and peace are uniting us, both because we have this as a central part of our faith, but also because the challenges of the world is the same, and we need to address them together.
In the Catholic Church, we've always talked about a just war theory. You're calling to look much more towards a just peace theory, aren't you?
Well, many of our churches in the World Council of Churches also have a long tradition of discussing issues of just war. But we realize that that is not enough. We need most of our time and most of our energy must be how do we build the peace from below. And therefore we talk about a just peace. But we realize that in some cases we have to discuss or have to be part of a discussion what is the last resort if you don't find any other solution to a conflict to protect those who are victims of a conflict. But we don't start our ethical or moral reflection in that end. And that's what I try to say. We have to come into these discussions from the peace perspective and not from the war perspective.
My thanks there to Reverend Dr. Olaf Fixit-Veit, Secretary General of the World Council of Churches.